think you, like everybody else, this whole thing just so surreal. And it's just crazy how this has affected everything that we do. And I want to begin with just that, to give you a moment here to kind of tell us how this has drastically changed things for you. And, you know, this is arguably the busiest time of the year for you and guys just like you.
Yeah, it really is. It's definitely the busiest time of the year. And, you know, in particular for me because of everything I do with Major League Baseball. But, yeah, I mean, losing conference tournaments and March Madness, you know, obviously a big blow to the industry that I'm in and, you know, all the content creators that are out there too. So, you know, obviously, you know, kind of to a degree pales in comparison to what some people are dealing with here with the coronavirus. But, you know, hey, it's tough to make money when things aren't happening. It's tough for freelancers that write about sports to, you know, have anything to do to be able to, you know, make money, make their bills, all that kind of thing. So, I think surreal is the right word for it. I mean, you know, for me personally, I only know one speed in this business covering sports and covering them from a betting standpoint, and that should just be very high octane, high volume all the time. And I quite frankly don't know what to do with myself right now.
And I think a lot of people are having that same problem. I mean, you hear that from a lot of different people about how, you know, they're in a predicament now they never thought that they'd be in. And, you know, I think it's tough to judge this after a day or in some cases a couple of days. But how do you think that the handicapping scene has responded so far, and what kinds of changes do you anticipate moving forward?
I don't want to say panic, but, I mean, I would say anxiety. You know, there are a lot of people that, you know, work in the sportsbook industry that they're kind of wondering if their jobs are going to be there, depending on how long this thing actually plays out. And you got people that, you know, that bet every day on something, and they're just trying to find something to play. They're trying to find, you know, some soccer league that hasn't canceled globally. They're trying to find darts or, you know, handball, cricket, whatever it is that they can find to get their action and kind of get their fill a little bit. But, you know, obviously, again, you know, we talk about March Madness, so we talk about the impact of that on somewhere like Las Vegas, on somewhere like New Jersey, on somewhere like, you know, Pennsylvania and West Virginia and all these states that, you know, after PASPA got overturned, kind of made their appearance in the market here. I mean, hell, Michigan right up the road. You know, they just legalized this. MGM Grand just started taking bets on Monday, and then March Madness is gone. Conference tournaments are gone. You know, it's a very uncertain, very anxious time for a lot of people out there. And, the response has been, you know, pretty much the same type of response you would expect in any line of work.
Adam, are you able to talk about any bets that may have been placed or, you know, any sort of gambling that may have taken place prior to the cancellation? So, you know, say, for example, I threw down X amount of dollars on Ohio State Purdue on yesterday. That ends up getting canceled. What happens with that bet at that point?
Yeah, so, I mean, as a general rule, you know, the sports books are going to have to, you know, refund everybody's wagers. And obviously it's difficult if you've traveled, you know, to make that wager if you, you know, or have access to the apps in Pennsylvania or Indiana, something like that. It's a little bit different because it's just online only for the most part. But, you know, a lot of times you'll have to go get your refund in person, or you'll have to send that ticket in, you know, with a self-addressed stamped envelope to get your check for the amount that you bet. And obviously out in Vegas, you know, I mean, look, there's still, you know, some question as to whether or not these books are holding things like World Series futures, things like NBA or NHL futures, because, you know, those seasons are obviously interrupted, but the hope would be that eventually, you know, we'll see the NBA and the NHL playoffs, we'll see the Major League Baseball season. So it's just on a kind of a case-by-case basis, depending on the league, depending on the sport, and depending on the operator.
Again, Adam Burke, BangTheBook.com, Bang the Book Radio, joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon, talking about the effect that the coronavirus has had on handicapping. And, you know, it's certainly come at the worst possible time, as we mentioned, with March Madness. And, you know, this has affected more than just the college basketball scene. And, you know, you mentioned that, you know, we're not quite sure just how long it's going to take that community to recover from this. And, you know, I sat here earlier today and thought, boy, is there an uptick in something else that could potentially take place? You know, whether it would be golf or NASCAR, those are both out the window, obviously, now too. UFC, esports, things like that. It's tough to gauge all of that right now because, again, there's just so much uncertainty. But, you know, do you think there's a potential opportunity for somebody who's out there still kind of going at it? USC was one of the first ones that came to mind where that might get a little more action as a result.
Oh, definitely. You know, I mean, as long as the UFC is trying to be in action here, and, you know, they're down in Brazil this weekend. They're supposed to be in London next weekend. We'll see if that one winds up happening. They've shifted a couple of events kind of to their UFC training center in Las Vegas to, you know, just try and keep something going. I mean, we sort of thought the XFL would try and kind of force this just because, you know, a shutdown for them may actually mean curtains for the league as a whole, but they eventually wound up canceling yesterday. You know, something else that's kind of difficult right now is, you know, along with the markets and a lot of, you know, serious big money players also invest in the market, and they also invest a lot in cryptocurrency too. And Bitcoin has completely cratered this week, much like everything else in the financial world. So, you know, that's going to be that's going to have kind of a snowball effect on a lot of people that like to bet on sports as well, in that, you know, their portfolios have shrunk really across the board. So I don't know. I mean, I think people will play UFC out of necessity if it's out there, or, you know, horse racing maybe gets a little bit bigger. Big race this weekend down at Oaklawn Park, where they're still going to have the race. They're not going to have spectators in the crowd for the race, but the adjacent casino is still open. So I don't know what the thought process is behind that, but yeah, UFC, horse racing, I guess, you know, whatever people can find.
Yeah, and that's the odd thing, too. Again, the uncertainty here is just what has people so extraordinarily worried, because nobody really knows what that next step is going to be. You know, you keep hearing that it's going to pass. It's just a matter of when. And, you know, I think if you look at what's going on in China right now, that at least gives up some hope that, you know, things are indeed going to change. You know, their professional men's basketball league is going to get back after it here momentarily. And there are a lot of questions on the table as to what the NBA might do. Will they continue with the rest of the regular season and then go into the playoffs, just play late into the summer? And you have to ask the same kind of question with the NHL as well. And I can only imagine the kind of an impact that's going to have on those two particular leagues that have a lot of questions to answer here over the next 6 weeks.
Yeah, it's crazy because, you know, I actually saw that there may be some kind of proposal from the NBA to actually extend the season and kind of move the playoffs into August beginning in 2021, trying to, you know, take advantage of the fact that the NFL and college football aren't going on. The only thing you're going up against really is Major League Baseball, and we all know that's kind of hit or miss with a lot of people out there. So maybe this ends up being a test run for the NBA of carrying the playoffs and part of the regular season on through the summer months. I don't know. You know, I mean, you think about the recovery time for these guys. You sort of think about, you know, when will the 2021 season start? And in particular, we talk about Major League Baseball. You know, starters weren't completely stretched out yet. Relievers weren't working back-to-back days in spring training yet. When baseball actually can start operations up again, what do you do? You know, are the pitchers completely starting over? Do you do a 2-week spring? Do you do a 3-week spring? How much do you shorten the regular season? You know, obviously there are just so many moving parts, so many logistical things with all of this. And of course, while all of that is going on, we're still hoping that this coronavirus thing, you know, we've sort of reached a peak and then start to get to the backside here sooner rather than later.
Yeah, and again, that's the million-dollar question here. I mean, has this thing peaked? You know, what are these next few weeks going to bring us as a result? So there are just so many questions, and again, that uncertainty that just brings so many other questions to the table. Adam, as always, we appreciate the time, man. Thank you so much for stopping by and joining us. And, well, I know this is a much different interview than we had originally anticipated. A couple of days ago, we thought that it might be entirely different, but with all the cancellations, all the postponements, that has drastically changed a lot of what I know that you end up doing as a result. Hopefully we can return to some degree of normalcy here sometime soon.
I certainly hope so. And, you know, best wishes to everybody out there. Hope everybody stays healthy and, you know, everyone's able to, you know, meet their financial requirements with, you know, all these cancellations and, you know, probably a bunch of people getting laid off and everything. So, you know, unprecedented times here, and hopefully we can all make it through together.
No doubt about it. Adam, thank you again very much.